How did you develop an interest in birding?
Well, my mother says, and my mother was a good storyteller. She would often make the good story to fit the situation. She says that as when I was small that I watched all the bird movements around it. I don't know, I think maybe she imagined that after I did develop the interest in birds. But I was out with my husband. He was an avid fisherman. He was a fly fisherman. And when we were married, he said, well, I want you to learn to do everything that I enjoy so we can do things together always, which was very nice. Well, he was a fly fisherman, which meant he waded in the streams, cast out as he went. And I didn't swim too well. So he decided after trial or two that he was going to spend his time rescuing me and not fishing. So I would come along, but I'd sit on the bank and have a bucket of minnows for bait. Well, that didn't appeal to me so much. But one day a red bird flew into a tree near me, and I had an excellent look at it. And I knew the male cardinal, which was the only other solid red bird I knew. And this was not a cardinal. Didn't have the crest in it. Just wasn't the cardinal. So I followed it back in the woods as far as I could and watched it. Well, I would ask Brad, he'd know, because he's been out a lot, he'd know everything. But he didn't know what it was. Neither did any of the friends I asked. And that was here and there, this bird was so beautiful and conspicuous and nobody knew what it was. But I had to find out. And finally I ran it down in the library. At that time, we had no books that were strictly for this area. They were all for the east or west coast. But it was in the book, finally. And it was a male summer tanager. So I read up on those, and they're here in summertime, and they are migratory and leave in the wintertime, go farther south. So that was the beginning of my interest in birds. And I had great trouble and made many misidentifications in the beginning because I didn't have the proper literature. But in the library in my husband's family home, I found a book of Birds of the Austin Area. And it had no colored plates, had a few black and white things, but it had excellent word description. But they gave me the book from there. So that was my beginning, and it just grew from that. I found more and more birds and found so few people who knew anything about them.